Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. To the Shannon Joy Show. Well, hello world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Fair Lakes region of New York State. It is Monday, March 18th. So good to be with all of you today. We have a very robust live chat going right now on Rumble. We're live on Rumble. We're live on Twitter. We're live on Spreely TV. That's Roku and Apple TV. And of course, you can get the Shannon Joy Show anytime at your leisure on any of the podcast platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, you name it. We are there, and we're super thankful for our partners over at the 50,000 watt blowtorch AM radio station, News Radio Wham 1180 AM, reaching up into Canada, down into the East Coast with its clear channel signal every evening at 9 p.m. It is great to be with all of you. There is so much going on. So much happened over the weekend. Astounding testimony from not only Dr. Peter McCullough, but also Dr. Mary Talley Bowden. Dr. Peter McCullough has called out Trump officially on Twitter, Trump and the Republican Party, for suppressing information about COVID-19, the vaccine, and vaccine death. Utterly stunning. Mary Talley Bowden is doing an unbelievable job rallying elected officials and candidates across the nation to sign pledges to work to remove the COVID-19 vaccines from market because they are deadly and killing people. We have those astounding videos for you today on the Shannon Joy Show. Those remarks given at the coronavirus, the novel coronavirus, Southwestern Intergovernmental Committee held in the Arizona Senate over the weekend. Also, stunning tweets and videos from Dr. Peter McCullough calling out the Republican Party, the consultants, the candidates, and yes, even Donald Trump for refusing to talk about the most important issue facing the American people today, mass death event, mass casualty event. He is putting it at about 550,000 potential deaths from the COVID-19 vaccine, and that is an underestimate, according to Dr. Peter McCullough. Absolutely stunning truth delivered in the Arizona Senate over the weekend, a truth that is continued to be suppressed. That's the other big story of the day that we're going to cover here today on the Shannon Joy Show, because no one else will. No one in mainstream news media, and tragically, no one in conservative media will talk about the most important rally happening on the steps of the Supreme Court right now. This is the Children's Health Defense Historic Rally to end censorship, to protect free speech on the steps of Capitol of the Supreme Court today, as the Supreme Court hears arguments, oral arguments, regarding the Missouri v. Biden case, which is now Murphy versus Missouri. We'll bring some information about that to you as well. Mary Holland, the president of Children's Health Defense, hopefully will be in the Joy Virtual Studio this week or next week to talk about this incredibly important event. The most important free speech hearing happening in the country in potentially 200 years. And that was from Sujata Gibson, another friend of the Shannon Joy Show who spoke at that rally today. Voices like Pierre Corey, Paul Merrick, Del Bigtree, Aaron Cariotti, Jeffrey Tucker, Sujata Gibson, Mary Talley Bowden, Trisha Lindsay, all on the steps of the Supreme Court where hundreds, if not thousands, are gathered to fight against censorship. And this is why we have a mass death event. This is why Dr. Peter McCullough now has to come out and call out Republican leaders and officials, some of them who are getting it right in certain aspects of lockdown, but they're missing the bigger picture and they're refusing to report on this. It's because of that censorship that we are suffering an asymmetrical information gap, which is how Ed Dowd terms it. Millions upon millions, hundreds of millions of American citizens are not getting the truth about COVID-19, the nature of the pandemic and the virus, and the deadly vaccines, the mitigation efforts put out by our government with information completely suppressed from the American people. And this is why people are continuing to get sick. This is why the mass death event, the casualties are mounting, and we continue to be mired in darkness in this country. And sadly, this venue, this tiny little venue, the Shannon Joy Show, independently broadcasting on Rumble and Twitter and Spreely with no producers, by the way, because my producers dumped me because I was critical of President Trump on the vaccine issue and the COVID issue. And that just isn't lucrative in an election year. This is how this suppression and censorship works. And I have been since the 10 years ago launching the show, almost 11 years now, constantly suppressed, constantly censored, constantly intimidated because of my refusal to peddle lies to my audience and to all of you. I've been thrown off multiple platforms. I've been deplatformed on Twitter. I can relate to everything that Sujata Gibson was talking about and Pierre Corey was talking about. In fact, I was watching the rally, the speeches on the CHD Rumble page. I highly suggest you guys hop over there after you watch the Shannon Joy Show to see what's going on over there. I completely relate to them and to what has been going on. Unbelievable censorship. We're going to get into that a little bit later in the program. This week, we have a big week of guests for you. Daniel Horowitz, the host of The Conservative Conscience on The Blaze, will be with us in the Joy Virtual Studio this week. Also, Tracy Beans, she's the editor of DC or of Uncover DC, an amazing independent platform. Two very independent voices will be joining us. We'll get Tracy's thoughts on these oral arguments being heard as I speak to you live today, right now, by the Supreme Court. Again, the most important issue today, and sadly, an issue that will likely not be covered on other venues. It's just absolutely tragic. So good to be with all of you today. Let's go to the live chat and say hello. If you guys are with us right now, please give us a thumbs up. Please give us a share. Share this with everyone you know. It helps us with the algorithms. Also, comments in the comment section and also on the live chat are also very helpful. If you're watching on Twitter right now, please give us a retweet, a like, a thumbs up, a comment. All of that helps those algorithms. And very often, as you all know, the algorithms are not in our favor here in the Shannon Joy Show because we're counterculture. I'm counterculture. I'm operating outside of the two-party political paradigm, operating from an independent perspective, a completely different paradigm. And that is not rewarded in mainstream news media. It's what we need to change 100%. So let's go on and say hello to everyone on the live chat. We have Vedana with us. Bubbles 2020 is with us today. We have CJP Rumble, of course, a regular here on the Shannon and Joy Show. Tom Karnick is giving us a thumbs up. Tom, I haven't seen you on the live chat before, and so welcome. It is the smartest live chat in the history of the world. I have the best audience, the most supportive. You guys hold me to account. You'll challenge me. You'll ask me tough questions. You'll even yell at me from time to time. But we love robust discourse here in the Shannon and Joy Show, and I'm all about people voicing their opinions, never suppressing ideas and thoughts. And that's really what is at critical mass today. The court, the ruling of Doherty, I believe it was Doughty, was the judge that made their lower court ruling on Biden v. Missouri, said that this was potentially this case brought, remember the plaintiffs, Dr. Martin Kulldorff, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, Dr. Aaron Cariotti, and Aaron will be on our program in a couple weeks as well, were the lead plaintiffs in this case. And this is one of the most massive, massive overreaches of the federal government in the suppression of free speech, and not just free speech and content during COVID-19 lockdowns and the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine, but also the people who were speaking out in attacking their accounts, their character. In many instances, and I experienced this myself, there were blue check medical doctors and advocates in my community who would mass report my account to whoever it was, whoever the keeper of the Twitter feed and the Facebook feed. They would so mass report my account that I would then trigger the algorithms, and then Facebook or Twitter would go in, suppress my content. And what ended up happening on Twitter is I was completely permanently suspended. My account was completely shut down. I only came back onto Twitter after Elon Musk bought that venue. And on Facebook, I'm still completely shadow banned. I have upwards of 20 to 30,000 followers, likes, thumbs up on my various Facebook accounts. And I'm lucky if I can get a single like or a single comment on any of my posts. It's insane. The account is completely shadow banned, completely useless. I built up that Facebook page over the course of 10 years, poured my blood, sweat, and tears into it, completely ripped away, completely suppressed, utterly worthless today in as a venue to get out truth and information to people who use that social media outlet. And so this is just one example. And I'll go through as we go through Pierre Corey's statements and Sujata Gibson's statements on the steps of the Supreme Court today. I'll also share with you some of my stories. I have been censored a million times. I mean, it's unbelievable, to hosting rallies. We hosted dozens upon dozens of rallies protesting lockdowns and forced masking and the closure of schools and churches in 2020 and 2021, and even to the point of being followed after a rally, penned in and attacked, assaulted in my vehicle by a RIT professor. So a rabid, rabid leftist mask-wearing RIT professor coming in, getting out of his car and like banging on my windshield, pouring hand sanitizer all over the front of my car. It was absolutely terrifying. And armed police coming to my house on a Saturday morning to deliver a quarantine notice to my 11-year-old daughter at the time, intimidating my family, terrifying my children, to, as you all know, being arrested at a school board meeting because I was standing up and speaking out and organizing my local community against the shutdowns and the lockdowns and the forced masking of children, hauled out of the school board meeting for the crime of my mask slipping below my nose a centimeter, stuffed, cuffed, handcuffed, booked in the back of that car. Thank God that was thrown out 4 weeks later, but was completely humiliating. And I saw in all of those moments, every time I was attacked, every time I was suppressed, and a lot of this came from the health administrations, the local health authorities that I was heavily criticizing. They were coming after me on social media, flagging my account to their sources. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And every time I was suppressed, I could see how other people around me who were standing up and speaking out and showing up at school board meetings, when they saw what happened to me, it had the impact of completely suppressing people's involvement in local organization and local activation because they didn't want to be the next victim. They didn't want what happened to me to happen to them. I saw it in real time. I saw it play out. It was absolutely disgusting. That's my own, individual anecdotal story. So from, you know, Twitter to at the local level, you name it, I was just one small cog in a much larger, a much larger organization, bigger names like Dr. Peter McCullough and Mary Talley Bowden and Dr. Pierre Corey and Jeffrey Tucker and Aaron Cariotti, Jay Bhattacharya, Martin Kulldorff, you name it. They were all suppressed, all of them. And so my heart goes out to them. It is very difficult to continue to stand up and speak out when you're maligned, you're harassed, you're suppressed, your ability to provide for your family is ripped away. And that happened to me multiple times through deplatforming. My original radio station that I was on originally threw me off, amazingly, because I was critical from a conservative perspective of then President Trump in his second and third year in office. And that got me ousted unceremoniously the day after Thanksgiving, completely thrown off the radio station and no place to take my business. I'm no stranger to any of this. And it's terrible. It has the impact of completely suppressing discussion, and it has the impact of omitting truth from all discussion and culture. And this is why we aren't having these conversations. People are lacking in critical truth and critical information that can protect them and protect their families. And this is why people are continuing to get vaccinated. People are continuing to take the recommendations of the CDC and health authorities. They're continuing to think that all vaccines are safe and effective for all people at all time, which is a complete lie. And this is resulting in mass death and a mass death event and casualties. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And if we don't stand up against it and we don't support these people who are rallying for free speech on Capitol Hill, then it will only get worse. It will only get worse. I promise you. So there's great news happening. And, I love the fact that these organizations are coming together. I love this fact that the Arizona Senate hosted this novel coronavirus Southwestern Intergovernment Committee on the response to COVID-19 vaccines and the mass death event featuring Dr. Peter McCullough and Mary Talley Bowden over the weekend. When we come back, we're going to start there with that hearing. Absolutely stunning testimony from both of them. And again, had the impact. Vigilant Fox reporting this morning, Dr. Peter McCullough has now officially come out. This is the tweet. I have it right here. Can this really be happening? Asks Peter McCullough from his, by the way, 1 million followers on his blue check Twitter account, which is a huge accomplishment for Dr. McCullough. He tweets out, can this really be happening? Both responsible for their parts and willfully blind to 559,650 Americans who have lost their lives after taking one or more COVID-19 vaccine. And he features on this tweet a picture of Joe Biden, a picture of Donald Trump, and a screenshot of the OpenVAERS adverse event reporting system, the red box monitoring system that is showing the amount of mass deaths, mass casualty event. Put this out publicly. This is, I think, a very important pivot point, again, coming from a very courageous, very brave warrior for truth, Dr. Peter McCullough. He was the one who got out there at just the right time during the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines when Sean Hannity and Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro were propagandizing their audiences and telling them to go out and get vaccinated along with everyone else in conservative media. This is around the time that Peter McCullough came out as a voice in the wilderness, a voice of reason, asking reasonable questions about COVID-19 vaccines and the safety and efficacy, along with our good friend Dr. Robert Malone and Brett Weinstein on that famous Dark Horse podcast between Malone and Steve Kirsch. That was a critical moment, an absolutely critical moment in allowing enough people to get good valid information and reasonable questioning about the safety and efficacy, I think that probably saved tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of lives and contributed to the amazing 25% refusal to uptake the COVID vaccine in 2021 and 22 that happened in the United States of America. Very unique to the entire country. And I think that was because of these voices. Again, Peter McCullough now coming out and speaking up, very important. And we're going to look at some of his testimony and Mary Talley Bowden's testimony when we come back right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Then we will talk about this all-important rally on the steps of the Supreme Court happening right now. It is live. Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments on the most egregious suppression of free speech potentially in the history of the United States of America. That's in relation to Missouri versus Biden, which is now Murphy versus Missouri. We're going to cover that and more when we come back right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need, all natural, every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023. Hello, friends. Shannon Joy here for Connecta Mobile. In a world where every message could be watched and every move tracked, your privacy is not just a preference, it's a necessity. Introducing the ultimate guardian of your digital life, Connecta Mobile. With Connecta, experience the safety of military-grade encrypted messages, where your conversations are yours and yours alone. No data tracking, no eyes on your information, just pure unbreachable privacy. For total phone security and privacy, check out our new sponsors over at Connecta. Visit www.phone123.com/joy or call them today at 941-246-2156. Guys, this is military grade technology in the palm of your hands because privacy isn't a feature, it's your right. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy and take back control with Connecta Mobile. It's really amazing to consider not only is the federal government completely suppressing free speech in the most, I mean, when you hear Pierre Corey's speech on the steps of the Supreme Court, just talking about the vastness of the enterprise that was wielded against the American people and free speech by the federal government to suppress and to bully social media companies. It really takes your breath away and you realize how out of control this federal government has become. Everything from the Patriot Act, all of the mitigation efforts they put in post 9/11 to protect us, the establishment of the NSA, National Security Administration, the bombshells that were released by people like Julian Assange and Edward Snowden, the realization of every American that the government is spying on us, and they're doing it through third-party collaborations and public-private partnerships with massive tech corporations and also cell phone companies. So if you have a cell phone company that you are working with, you can be 99% sure if it is not Connecta Mobile or one of the handful of mobile companies out there that values your Fourth Amendment rights and will protect your Fourth Amendment rights and all of your private information through superior encryption programs that they offer, you are probably being surveilled on a regular basis, right? So the ability for the federal government, the long arm of the federal government to come in through platforms like AT&T and Verizon and, you know, activate the little spy in your pocket, which is your phone, also the, you know, all of the apps and the social media apps and the fact that it is now a little computer in your pocket as well. It's all just a disaster. It's why I am absolutely thrilled to work with Connecta Mobile. This is a great company. They offer a superior product for as little as $35 a month. You'll get a free phone, an absolute 100% peace of mind. You can know that everything you do on your phone is protected, is not surveilled, and that is the guarantee that they provide their customers. Please go to phone123.com/joy. That's phone123.com/joy, and you can get all of that information, and they will know that I sent you. So please consider protecting your family, protecting your information by using, you know, one of the newest and best protected phone companies and platforms out there. So really appreciate them. And I really, really appreciate their sponsorship of the Shannon Joy Show. Again, very difficult to be independent, constantly suppressed, constantly deplatformed. The algorithms are never in your favor when you are speaking truth. And this is something that I have decided that I'm going to take on regardless of whether or not the show gets big or small. I will tell you, it is very difficult to occupy a truth space and to occupy a space that is outside of the accepted two factions. But it's something that I do knowingly and purposefully, and I will always do that. But again, we do need your support. And so being independent means that you just don't get the platforms that you would normally have. You guys can support us, obviously, by supporting our sponsors. Very, very important. That is phone123.com/joy. So let's take a look at some of your comments on the live chat. Again, we have Zen Woman who has joined us. Bubbles 2020 is with us. Vidana is with us. A lot of you are exclaiming at the level of suppression and deplatforming that I have experienced as an independent broadcaster since day one, guys. It has been, I've been outside of the system. And it's a great place to be. But yeah, I mean, I've been deplatformed twice. I mentioned to you guys, you know, being arrested for speaking up at school board meetings and so on and so forth. It's been pretty crazy. Bubbles 2020 said, don't roll over, stiffen your back and your resolve. I agree with you. Monty 55 said, I was so naive at one time. I thought the Patriot Act was good for the country. So did I, Monty 55. So did I. It's because we were not getting good information. It's because information, good perspective, freedom-oriented perspective, constitutional perspective has been suppressed in this country by left-wing news media and right-wing news media. That was back in the 2000s. Since the creation of the surveillance state and the growth of the apparatus of the federal government in the censorship state, what was happening in the 2020s and the 2000s pales in comparison. We saw the full Leviathan emerge in 2021 with the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine. That gave us the clearest picture of the strength of the apparatus. And that is precisely what is on the table for discussion at the Supreme Court today, as Children's Health Defense and so many freedom warriors rally for free speech on the steps of the Supreme Court. Again, tragically, this is probably one of the very few venues that will cover that. It's also probably one of the very few venues that will cover the very important testimony that happened over the weekend at the Coronavirus Southwestern Intergovernmental Committee in the Arizona Senate. This was chaired by Jeanne Champ, who is an ex-nurse who ran for Senate because of COVID-19, the lockdowns, and the forced vaccines. And I want to thank her for that. She has signed on to Dr. Mary Talley Bowden's pledge to work to get the COVID-19 vaccines pulled from the market because they are contributing to a mass death event. The collateral damage is absolutely devastating. And we're going to look at Dr. Peter McCullough's testimony to that extent. Very important testimony. His closing arguments also very important. But this was the shot across the bow where McCullough began to call out both political parties. Very important. Here he is right here over the weekend in Arizona. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure. But having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today.
It shouldn't have been more than 5, 10, 15, or 50 deaths. It should have been pulled off the market. Yet our CDC is openly telling us that these large numbers of deaths occur in people healthy enough to walk into a pharmacy or a vaccine center. It's grossly underreported, probably 30 to 1. That means the total number of Americans who likely have passed away of the vaccine is about 550,000. 550,000. Our two major presidential candidates are the same on this issue. They are completely, willfully blind to what's happened to Americans. They're focused on other issues outside of the health, the welfare, and actually the survival of their own people. The same is true worldwide.
I don't think anyone truly understands how courageous Dr. Peter McCullough is in what he just said there with the follow-up of his tweet today. Can this really be happening? A picture of Biden and a picture of, tragically, Trump, both, according to Peter McCullough, willfully blind to a mass death event. This was his testimony in Arizona over the weekend. This is something that no other, to my knowledge, medical freedom advocate has been willing to say as of yet. Dr. Peter McCullough, again, with the courage to face this crisis and the courage to step out telling the truth. Unbelievable. Winfred Frank is with us saying hello from Mallorca Island. So glad that you're here. And yeah, I'm glad that you're here today. Huge, huge statement from Dr. Peter McCullough. His closing arguments were equally impactful. We're going to watch those right now.
Thanks so much for everybody, for you in attendance and everybody watching online. And by the way, this is being broadcast widely on social media right now, so I can see the audience is huge. Everything that we've presented today in terms of our concerns on the suppression of early treatment, the lack of advancements in the hospital, and then unsafe and ineffective vaccines, everything that we've presented today is an underrepresentation of reality because the biases are so strong against the truth coming out. Censorship programs in the media, gag orders in hospitals, restrictive orders to doctors and pharmacists not to do things. The reality is far worse than what you've heard today because of these biases. What you can do to take action is for you to actively engage in critical conversations regarding these three important things: the impedance of early treatment, the lack of advancement in the hospital, and the fact that hospitals didn't save everyone, and then unsafe and ineffective vaccines. Bring it up with your doctors. Bring it up with nurses and people in the waiting room. Let them know that you've heard and that you may feel that the vaccines are not safe for human use. Let them know that the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, chartered in this state, has officially called for the vaccines to be removed from the market. So has the World Council for Health. So has the Florida Surgeon General, an MD, PhD, Harvard-trained physician, Dr. Joe Ladapo. I have called for the vaccines to be removed from the market in the U.S. Senate 2 years ago, and in the U.S. House of Representatives, and in the European Parliament, in the lower House of Commons in England, and in the Brazilian Senate chamber. There are calls all over the world to pull the COVID-19 vaccines off the market, all of them. They're not safe for human use. I published an op-ed in The Hill in August of 2020, and it was titled "The Great Gamble of the COVID-19 Vaccine Development Program." You're looking at the only public figure in writing who questioned these vaccines ahead of time. I did it because I saw things clearly. Others didn't. There wasn't a single chief of medicine, not a single professor of medicine who questioned these, not one. You should be asking yourself why. How could people be so entranced? How could they be kind of caught in this deception? Many of them quietly regret taking the vaccines. I know they do. How did it all happen? I think it was driven out of fear. I think there was a coordinated messaging campaign, and then it quickly became coercive. People were forced to do things they don't want to do. And once the vaccine is in their body, they can't get it out. They know it's a committed step. This can never happen again. We're told disease X is coming, another pandemic. Anthony Fauci, our former NIAID director, who's still very active and on committees at the WHO, is saying this is going to happen. Tedros, who's in charge of the WHO, says it's going to happen. The World Economic Forum had major sessions on disease X. And then CEPI, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness and Innovation, that the World Economic Forum and the Gates Foundation founded, has a major white paper on disease X. They say it's going to happen. They're going to have another pandemic. And they've already said it's going to be 20 times more deadly than COVID. Why are all these international organizations publicly saying there's going to be another pandemic? Because there are bio labs all over the world working on creating more dangerous and more infectious microbes, viruses being the lead. The experts believe the next pandemic will happen, and it will be another respiratory disease. What are you going to do? I tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to be ready. I'm not going to listen or wait for the government to tell me what to do. And I'm certainly not going to wait at home and wait to be hospitalized. Everybody must take action now. Be ready. Be ready to critically evaluate what's going on, question what you're being told, and use your common sense. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family members. And take care of your country. You better message every single person you plan on voting for, and you better tell them about this, including the people at the top. Because they need to be woken up if they're still asleep. If they're actually in on this, it's even worse. I can't believe that our two major presidential candidates don't know about the safety problems with the vaccines.
There we go.
I can't believe that they would not understand that approximately 550,000 Americans have died after the vaccine. That there roughly we go. 1.2 million people died with COVID, of which maybe 10% really would be adjudicated as COVID. These are large losses of life. This is greater than the Civil War. This is greater than our World War II losses. And yet they're talking about other things. The media is talking about other things. Only you can wake people up. Only you can speak out. It's pretty clear we're not going to be saved by the next presidential candidate. We're not going to be saved by another senator or congressman. We've got to save ourselves. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. McCullough.
Unbelievable, unbelievable statement from Dr. Peter McCullough. We're not going to be saved by a senator or congressman. We're not going to be saved by the next presidential election. We have to save ourselves. That's the movement. That's the voice. These are the voices being suppressed right now by social media companies. I still can't get this show platformed on YouTube. I'm taken down every time I push this show out on YouTube. As I mentioned earlier, completely suppressed on Facebook, utterly suppressed on Facebook, this program. Every other truth teller out there, people like Daniel Horowitz and Tracy Beans, truth tellers who are operating outside of the big, big money two-party political paradigm. Both political parties refusing to acknowledge this absolutely devastating truth. But see, we're penetrating and we're continuing to get stronger. And this movement is growing. And the more that they try to suppress us, the more we continue to come back and find each other. The most important thing that must happen this year during this presidential election cycle is the preservation of the medical freedom movement, the preservation of voices like Dr. Peter McCullough's and also Dr. Mary Talley Bowden, also from Texas, also who spoke at this hearing in the Arizona Senate, who is also on the steps of the Supreme Court today speaking out and speaking up about the suppression and the censorship that occurred. So many doctors, pharmacists, medical professionals, journalists, academics, completely destroyed and suppressed in 2021, almost crushed, but they weren't able to do it. We were able to find each other. Thank you, Jesus. That is the most important movement in your lifetime, in our lifetime. If you want to live, if you want to be healthy, if you want this vaccine pulled from the market and not injected into your food supply, I see the live chat is going about the legislation and, you know, vaccinating cattle and livestock and food sources. We're going to be talking about geoengineering, weather modification, and all of the everything you're seeing in the skies, okay? They are attacking from every angle. Our water supplies, our food sources, our freedom, our free speech, our bodies, our fertility, our ability to make informed decisions about what happens to our body, our ability to raise our children and to be free. Everything is at stake here. And we are sleepwalking, zombie walking through an inane election cycle with two candidates who will talk and will debate as if it's 2017, right? Or 2010 for that matter. In a conservative media apparatus that is protecting rhinos and Republicans and conservatives who will not address these things. And that's who Mary Talley Bowden is addressing in her testimony. CJP Rumble says, get that guy that Dell had on last week. Yes, Dell Bigtree had a great interview. You know, I've been staying away from the weather modification, geoengineering, just because like the whole chemtrail things is like, I don't totally, there's so many other things that I have been reporting on that I just haven't gotten to it. But I think that the time is right to really get into this. It is not a secret that the federal government has multiple programs. We have multiple agencies, public-private partnerships, government grants, going to counties and towns and aviation companies, whatever, to cloud seed and conduct geoengineering or weather modification. Basically, they spew chemicals, variety of different cocktails of chemicals into the sky. This is what you see coming out of your airplanes. And they do that for a variety of different reasons, to create clouds, to dim the sun, to God. I mean, you just read their white papers. It's all out there. And it's very interesting. My son even brought home, I mean, you don't want to ever travel with me in the family car, because I'm like, I see the windmills, I see the 5G towers, I see all of the, you know, all of the cloud seeding going on in the skies. And I'm always commenting it. And my husband and my kids are like, Mom, shut up. What are you talking about? And so we've been talking about that for many, many, many years. And of course, no one in the family believes me. I'm just this tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist that, you know, they're not spraying anything in the skies. It's just, it's contrails. It's condensation, right? Well, that's been totally debunked. It's clearly not condensation coming out of these airplanes. And over the years, over time, I have presented this information to my kids and my husband. And so it was hilarious when my son Teddy came home from school in one of his science packets. I'm on a tangent a little bit here, but I'll just go on it and then we'll come back. In his science packet, right, they're like talking about, oh, the government programs, they're working with all of these agencies to cloud seed. And it has all of these benefits. And they talk about cloud seeding and they talk about the ingredients. I mean, these are chemicals that, I mean, they're just blatantly teaching the kids about it. And this is to combat global warming and to further sustainability. But yeah, there's a whole little chapter in it. I forget, what was iodine crystals, or I forget what the makeup of that particular cloud seeding operation was, but I'm like waving it to my husband. I'm like, hun, look at this. I was right about this, you know, all along. So it's not a secret anymore. And I'm loving that Naomi Wolf is on it over at Daily Clout. I'm going to have her on the program. She's actually taken up the mission of writing legislation now through her organization at Daily Clout, writing legislation, federal legislation, to ban the process of weather modification, cloud seeding, and geoengineering because, well, yeah, we don't know what they're dumping on us. But that can impact the water, that can impact the soil, that can, I mean, everything. This is my point. My point is we are dealing with, in the 21st century, it seems, a completely unhinged mad scientist, Dr. Frankenstein type of elite who have secured an enormous amount of power. And they'll just try any, they'll inject us with chemicals. They'll dump chemicals on top of us. They'll inject chemicals into our food sources. You name it, you know, genetically modified, whatever in the food sources. And it's just gotten a little bit much. All right. And I think that everyone is a little sick of it, a little tired of it. We're going to cover it. So I'm going to begin to do a deep dive into that. And I think, yes, CJP Rumble, a very good first source, would be the guy that was on with Del Bigtree last week. Winford Frank agrees. That guy was mind-blowing on the show. I agree. Okay, yeah, we'll bring him on. We'll see if we can get him. There are a couple. This is the reason I feel comfortable doing shows on this now. I just feel like there are some really good sources out there that have been vetted and that we can trust. And so I feel comfortable. Again, I'm not a scientist, so I have to wait for things to be established enough for me to go in and then bring in the experts. And I think that we're there. I think that we're there. Elites trying to play God. Tom Carnick, you've nailed it. That's what we're dealing with. They have way too much money, way too much power, way too much time. Okay. And I'd have no problem with elites and billionaires. If they have a ton of money, go do your thing. You can gamble, drive your fancy cars, have fun in your yachts with your hookers and the prostitutes, whatever it is that you need to do as a billionaire, because you know, you are the elite, go for it. But when you come in and impact my family and try to control the bodies of my children and try to lock us down and lock us in and force jab us and use your power to force us into compliance with programs and agendas that we don't agree with, that's when I have a problem with you. So, and that's why we're going to stand up and speak out. And that's what Mary Talley Bowden is doing. Let's go to her testimony. Again, today we're talking about two very important events. Mary Talley Bowden, Dr. Peter McCullough testified over the weekend at the Novel Coronavirus Southwestern Intergovernmental Committee, the Arizona Senate, stunning testimony from Dr. Peter McCullough, the very first to call out both political parties and address the elephant in the room. That elephant is the rhino. It is the Republican, the candidate for the presidency of the United States of America, who will not talk about lockdowns or the COVID-19 vaccines, continues to do so and continues to be protected by mainstream conservative media, including people like Steve Bannon, who knows what's going down with the COVID vaccines. Okay, let's be honest. And so that happened over the weekend. Mary Talley Bowden is also holding elected officials, politicians, and candidates accountable with her initiative. She explains it here in her testimony that was featured in Arizona. We're also covering the historic rally today happening live right now on the steps of the Supreme Court. We're going to go over the speech by Pierre Corey this morning and also Sujata Gibson. I want to encourage all of you who are watching right now, when you are done with the show today, we're going to try to end up here right around, what time is it? I'm thinking like 12:15. So we only have a couple more, couple more segments left. But head over to Children's Health Defense and watch the speeches. This is history in the making. It's happening right now. And we need to push that out and support each other. So here's Mary Talley Bowden and her testimony. She's holding candidates accountable. God bless her. So glad that she's doing that along with Peter McCullough. This is what she had to say.
Back to where we started. Obviously, my views have changed tremendously over the last 4 years. Viruses can be treated. I've now treated over 6,000 patients, and everybody that received early treatment is alive and well. We have obviously a lot to learn about vaccines. I looked at my patients 2 years after the rollout of the shots. 7% of my new patient appointments were for patients with chronic debilitating health conditions following the shots. And it's just like what everybody else is seeing. It is neuropathy, it's POTS, it's bizarre rashes, it's chronic fatigue. I don't get the heart attacks and strokes because I'm not in the emergency room. But for the people with these long-term problems, I'm seeing what everybody else is seeing. And unfortunately, they are very challenging to treat. I mean, most people slowly get better, but they are challenging patients and their lives are very altered and they're not getting any help. Other than the few physicians out there, I mean, they get gaslit, they get the $1 million workup and then told, and then they put on, I had a patient who was put on a sleeping pill, anti-anxiety medicine and an antidepressant and told just, go away. And I see this all the time. Number three, the FDA and the CDC are not what I thought they are. And this whole thing is very orchestrated. None of these things are coincidences. And the goal was, let's get these shots out no matter what. And unfortunately, politics is ingrained in our healthcare system right now. And we can't ignore it. And I have started becoming more vocal about the politics. I didn't initially because I thought it weakened my argument. I didn't want to seem like I was motivated by politics at all. But at this point, we have so many facts behind us that we really can't just ignore the politics anymore. And finally, there really are no coincidences. You look at that timeline, the suppression of early treatment, the persecution of doctors who spoke out, it was all very orchestrated. And then final slide, please. So back to the politics, I have started, and this came out very accidentally. I just stumbled across a post from a representative in Michigan, Brad Paquette, who was describing being hospitalized for myocarditis after the shots. And I asked him, would you be willing to publicly speak about this and say that the COVID shots should be pulled off the market? And he wholeheartedly responded yes. And that just gave me the courage to ask more politicians. And so this started in mid-November, and now we're up to about 258 politicians on our list, and they can either be running for office or in office. All they have to say is just publicly state the COVID shot. 58 politicians on our list, and they can either be running for office or in office. All they have to say is just publicly state that the COVID shot should be pulled off the market. We have added on the pledge not to take donations from Big Pharma, so these people are also saying that. But the minimum is just simply stating that the COVID shot should be pulled off the market. At this point, they are all risk. There are no benefit. Any other product would have been pulled off the market a long time ago. The majority of people in Congress are defying CDC recommendations because you know they are not. They have not taken 9 shots. They're not giving them to their kids. So why aren't they speaking up? We're trying to raise awareness by getting more and more politicians to speak up, do the brave and hard thing. And I started a nonprofit to support them because, you know, when they put them, there's more and more politicians to speak up, do the brave and hard thing. And I started a nonprofit to support them because, you know, when they put themselves on this list, they're putting themselves on a big pharma blacklist.
That's right.
So many politicians rely on money from Big Pharma. Our goal is to raise money to help these politicians so they can be free and independent from Big Pharma. And if you want to learn more, there's our website, AmericansForHealthFreedom.org. If you want to volunteer, the best thing you can do is reach out to your representatives, contact 10 of them today, make them aware of it, because so many people are not even aware of this effort. We have a wide range. We have people in Congress. We have Marjorie Taylor Greene. We have Thomas Massey. We have Ron Johnson. We have the Surgeon General of Florida. But we also have precinct chairs. We have school board members. So it's a whole wide range. So even if it's, you know, something that you think it doesn't matter, anybody who is in office or running for office can join this list. Thank you.
And that is the great Mary Talley Bowden. Yes, this is incredibly impactful. Yes, we need to continue to do this. She needs to continue to speak out. We need to continue to speak out and support her. That was her testimony at the Arizona Senate on the response to corona, to COVID and the rollout of the deadly, deadly toxic vaccines. And she's right. You know, and I'm looking at Winfred Frank, who is on the live chat. Does anyone think that all these hearings are nothing more than echo chambers? Winfred Frank, yeah, at this point, it is a lot of like-minded individuals that are occupying this space. But every single day that we speak out and we have public hearings, this can have the impact of changing a heart or changing a mind. And this is why I so admire Dr. Mary Talley Bowden and her efforts. 258 elected officials or politicians who are signing on to not take money from Big Pharma and to speak out about pulling these deadly, deadly poisonous jabs from the market is an amazing accomplishment. And this has the impact of pushing back on all of the other members of Congress and elected officials who continue to refuse to acknowledge these things. It is, you just can't ever stop, Winfred Frank. So no, standing up and speaking out and telling the truth is always important. It's never futile. Even if it's in an echo chamber for now, it does have the ability to escape. And that's why we've been able to grow this movement. That's why she's been able to start a super PAC, a nonprofit. That's why organizations like Brownstone Institute have been able to pop up seemingly overnight and provide a safe haven for dissident voices in academia and journalism in the era of COVID-19 suppression and lockdown and censorship. And so you must never, ever, ever give up on the truth. You must never give up on the truth. And you have to keep speaking out because they will only clamp down harder. It will only get worse. We don't have a ton of time left as well. And I think that we are at pivot points and turning points. And you see very important moments in history. Again, I think that Dr. Peter McCullough coming out this weekend and calling out by name Donald Trump, asking him to acknowledge the elephant in the room that is COVID-19 vaccine injury and death is a huge step. He is the de facto leader of the medical freedom movement, in my opinion, and this is going to have impact, I believe. So Winfred Frank, I think that it is absolutely important, even though we are a minority right now, and even though it feels like you want to lose faith, you can't. Great speaker. This is why I want you guys to go to Children's Health Defense. go to their Rumble channel after this show. Don't go right now. Go after the show and listen to the speeches. There was one speech, and I don't even remember who that speaker was. This is happening live right now on the steps of the Supreme Court, where there is a gathering of like-minded individuals who believe in freedom and the First Amendment and free speech and are standing up and asking the Supreme Court to do what is obviously the right thing to do, and that is to uphold that, yes, indeed, the federal government, using 84 agencies and multiple communications with social media companies and executives for an extended period of time during the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines and before. Yes, that was a grotesque and disgusting and abhorrent violation of our fundamental constitutional rights, a fundamental violation of the First Amendment. If the Supreme Court rules any other way than this, based on the unbelievable ruling that we saw come out of Missouri v. Biden over the summer last year, then we're in big trouble. We are in big, big trouble. If the Supreme Court rejects this, then we're going to have to start all over. And we're going to have to continue to use peaceful noncompliance, civil disobedience, our renegade operation all over the country to get this out there. But that's what's being decided right now. The scope of the suppression of speech during COVID was unprecedented, likely in human history. And some of the speakers would say, you know, since the founding of this country, right? So we must not ever give up. Ever give up, okay? Thank you to Mary Tally Bowden for her efforts, amazing efforts. And we've got to continue to do this. You guys can support the Shannon Joy Show by supporting our sponsors. We're going to go to break very quickly right now. I want you to consider going to Connecta Mobile. That is phone123.com/joy. Phone123.com/joy. This is a piece from Jeffrey Tucker, who is down at his very first protest rally on Capitol Hill. And I'm very, very proud of him for heading down there. Hopefully we can catch his speech after this show. But he wrote a great piece at Brownstone, How Did American Capitalism Mutate into American Corporatism? And in this piece, read the entire thing, but one of the takeaways is the massive, massive connection between big tech and big government and their apparatus to not only censor us, but surveil us. In fact, they'll only know to censor us if they do surveil us and they know what we're talking about and know what we're doing. This is why phone security and what happens on your device, the fact that it is protected, encrypted, and secure is so very important. This is what he writes. The private sector, he says, here we sit a quarter century later with documented evidence that the federal government is colluding with private sector corporations, including phone companies, but also big tech companies like Google, Facebook, Microsoft, you name it, okay? The private sector collects the data that the government buys and uses it as a tool of control, says Jeffrey Tucker. What is shared and how many people see it is a matter of algorithms agreed upon by the combination of government agencies, university centers, various nonprofits, and companies themselves. The whole thing has become an oppressive blob, an oppressive Leviathan. This is why you can take the step right now to omit yourself from that system by going to Connecta Mobile. That's Connecta Mobile, phone123.com/joy. They have, for as little as $35 a month, a completely encrypted, totally secure phone plans for you and your family that will give you the peace of mind. It is one thing that you can do to not comply, right? What is the mission here? Peaceful noncompliance, civil disobedience, spit yourself out of the system. Well, this is the way that you can do it. Go to Connecta Mobile. That is phone123.com. Phone123.com. We are going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to finish out the show about 5-10 more minutes. And then I want you all to go to Children's Health Defense right now and watch the remaining speeches and rally on the steps of the Supreme Court. I wish I could be there listening to those oral arguments at the Supreme Court right now. I can't be, but Mary Holland, the president of Children's Health Defense, is in that room today. And she's going to be on the show this week or next week to report back to you how those hearings went. We probably won't know the ruling on that for a few months, but she'll be able to get a good read on it. She is brilliant, brilliant. And I'm so thrilled to have her here on the show. Again, later this week, do not miss one episode of the Shannon Joy Show. We have Daniel Horowitz joining us from The Blaze. Also, our good friend Tracy Beans, who has been covering extensively Missouri v. Biden. She is one of the foremost experts in the country on that case. She's going to be joining us. She is the editor-in-chief of Uncover DC and also has a podcast of her own. She'll be with us later this week as well. So big, big, big shows coming up. And yeah, we just have to continue to fight back. Never give up. Right? And just continue to proclaim the truth. One of the speakers at the rally today said, listen, truth is not fragile. Lies are fragile. Deception is fragile, right? They have been able to achieve this over decades, right? Of establishing narratives and propaganda and control over different media outlets and different organizations and bureaucracies, regulatory capture that happens within our government institutions and bureaucracies. Little by little by little, they've been able to expand the Leviathan of lies, but lies in and of themselves are fragile. And the truth comes in like a hot knife through butter when you're willing and brave enough to stand up and speak it. The only thing that we lack in this country right now is enough people with enough courage to stand up and speak out and refuse to comply and do the things that Mary Talley Bowden and Peter McCullough and Aaron Cariotti and Jeffrey Tucker and all of our colleagues and our friends who are in Washington, D.C. right now for this historic ruling. We just need more. We need more of you, those of you who are watching today. I know that half of you, probably 75% of you, still haven't found it in yourselves or found that courage to stand up and speak out because you thought you were alone or you thought your voice wouldn't matter or you thought it wouldn't matter. Okay? It does. We need you. We need more of you. And I hope that you will be inspired, guys. There is something that each and every one of you can do. I have a tiny little radio show. I started with a tiny little radio show in the Finger Lakes region of New York State. And now I have a tiny little independent platform here on Rumble and on Twitter, but it is the little engine that could. And we are mighty. Right? My Twitter account has a measly 60, wait, what do I have on Twitter? Measly 38,000 followers on Twitter, but we do 2 to 5 million impressions every single month on Twitter, right? Because this audience, those of you who are watching right now, you are real, you are organic, and you are the best of the best among us. You are the thinkers and the doers, and we need more of you. So let's continue to connect. Let's continue to support the people who are speaking out and doing the hard work. And we saw that hard work done not only by the folks in the Arizona Senate, thank you to the committee chairs who organized that, but also our favorite fabulous medical doctors like Peter and Mary, and then those who are speaking out on Capitol Hill, I'm sorry, at the Supreme Court right now. So we're going to go to break real quick. We'll be back to finish it out. And we're going to go over just a couple of their speeches. I'm going to let you guys go. But yeah, never, ever, 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 ever give up. We'll be back in a moment right here on the Shannon Joy Show.
New details tonight on the 1963 assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. The alleged assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, was involved in a CIA operation 3 months before the assassination.
This project was said to be a covert CIA operation that was developing a top-secret vaccine and or a biological weapon.
What they're doing is they're trying to kill Castro.
I'm just a patsy.
In 1963, the world was a powder keg ready to explode. With the CIA holding a match to fuses on every continent. From Vietnam to Cuba, clandestine operations were being waged to preserve a fascist New World Order, which emerged from the ashes of the Third Reich. Assassination teams within the CIA had their eyes on two sitting heads of state. Fidel, a few years earlier, had survived an agency-led coup d'etat. The other head of state, President John F. Kennedy, had scuttled that attempted overthrow and pledged to dismantle the agency, which was already planning his demise. U.S. soil was no longer sacred nor safe from the murderous reach of the CIA, which now reached ambitiously into the heartland of America and into the bayous of New Orleans.
Not me, however, I'm a communist.
A young girl found herself caught up in a clandestine covert operation to eliminate Fidel Castro. This wouldn't be a shot heard around the world, but rather a silent shot of super cancer-causing poison derived from a monkey simian virus called SV40. A team of fascists hell-bent on defeating communism, directed by the CIA, was formed in New Orleans. This den of vipers included the head of the National Cancer Society, the FBI's former head agent in mafia-controlled Chicago, and a paramilitary instructor who would bring in a double agent named Lee Harvey Oswald. This tale has everything from murder, espionage, a tragic love story, to bioweapons and the genesis of gain-of-function research. At the end of this, we'll have one dead doctor, multiple dead agents, and a dead president. I'm Shannon Joy. Stay tuned as I take you through the full story. You can scroll down to grab the full story. I think we're close to 300,000 views of the full story on my Rumble page alone, which is really crazy. Two broadcasts of that. The first was the live broadcast, and then I rebroadcasted it a few weeks ago. And so that's super, super exciting. So good to be with all of you today. Loving the live chat, loving the commentary on the live chat. You guys are amazing. Please give us a thumbs up, give us a comment, and support the Shannon Joy Show by speaking your mind. If you want to like us on Twitter, share this out on Twitter. I think we're upwards over 500 live viewers on Twitter. We're well over 130 on Rumble today, a little bit lower than usual, but that's okay. You know, you never really can tell what's going to go down on, I mean, very truly, that the algorithms, you never know what the algorithms are going to do and when you're going to get like a huge viewership. Or I think on Friday's show, we had like close to 30,000 views, like high 20,000 views for whatever reason, which was pretty cool. So I'm figuring it all out, but this is great. It's great for the show. It's great for the growth of the show. And I couldn't do it without all of you guys. So yes, today, Washington, D.C., the rally to reclaim free speech. It was hosted by Children's Health Defense, and it took place. It is taking place right now as I speak to you on the steps of the United States Supreme Court. Arguments are being heard in the historic free speech case of Murthy versus Missouri, which was previously Missouri v. Biden, which you've heard about on this program, alleging, as the plaintiffs do in Kennedy versus Biden, the Biden administration unlawfully coerced and pressured social media companies to deplatform, censor, and suppress users and posts that countered the government narrative on COVID-related content and other topics. The Shannon Joy Show, my Twitter account, was flagged, was harassed, and was ultimately permanently suspended during that time, along with people like Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Naomi Wolf, among others. Alex Berenson, you guys remember the dark days, the dark, dark days of COVID lockdowns. So that is what is up for discussion. Obviously, Mary Holland is the CHD president. Pierre Corey is there. Paul Merrick, Del Bigtree, Aaron Cariotti today on the steps of the United States Supreme Court. Jeffrey Tucker, Sujata Gibson, Mary Talley Bowden, and Trisha Lindsay Esquire, among others, are there to fight for free speech. Very good speech from Sujata Gibson and Pierre Corey that I was able to listen to this morning as I was show prepping for today. Just really, you know, Pierre Corey brought down the house. He talked about how Americans right now are starved of critical information about COVID-19, how to treat COVID-19, how to use ivermectin. They are starved of information about potential side effects and adverse events from the COVID-19 vaccines that is debilitating people. It is harming their bodies, guys. I have gone to way too many funerals recently, way too many funerals of people who have died suddenly with no explanation. It's a very, very bizarre time that we're living in. A very bizarre time. People who are suffering from just mystery ailments and just debilitating, and half of them have no idea that the COVID vaccine has any impact or could have any impact whatsoever. It's absolutely tragic. And it is what Edward Dowd calls asymmetrical information. So there is a gap in critical information between Americans like you and me, those of you watching right now, and the rest of the population at large. They have no clue. And it's because of the widespread and systemic, utterly astounding suppression of free speech. That's why what's happening in front of the Supreme Court and what the Supreme Court justices are hearing today is so important. This is everything. This is so obvious, okay? And I'm going to get into that in a minute. Sujata Gibson's speech was fantastic, where she laid out the vast apparatus that was built to suppress voices of dissent during COVID lockdowns. Pierre Corey went on to say in his talk, safe and effective about vaccines represents, in his terms, a grotesque victim of misinformation. So any person out there who will say to you that they believe that vaccines are safe and effective, if COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective, they are victims, grotesque victims of misinformation. They are being completely lied to. He called out the medical journal and medical boards, editors, executives actively suppressing truth, refusing to publish papers, suppressing papers that go against the mainstream medical dogma of today, which is vaccines for everything, for anyone, at any time, for any reason, and more, 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 more. 100 vaccines before you're the age of 18? Well, you know what? Screw that. Let's make it 200. How about 300? mRNA platforms? Let's not look at the death profile or the vaccine adverse event profile on that. Let's just expand mRNA vaccines into the flu shot, into a host of different routine childhood vaccines. How about shingles? How about RSV? You name it. There's never a vaccine that is bad, ever, ever. And if you don't want it in your body, well, let's inject it into cattle. Let's inject it into chickens. Let's inject it into all sorts of livestock and the things that we consume as humans. There's no end to this. And the idea that we know we are wide awake to the truth, and that 70% still of the people that we are surrounded by every day are completely ignorant to this, is just mind-blowing. But Pierre Corey points to that. And it is because both mainstream news media outlets, left-wing and right-wing, the medical boards, the universities, right, local governments, state governments, politicians from both sides of the political aisle, this is what we're up against. This is how historic these times that we live in are. This is why the movement is bigger than the election, right? The medical freedom movement, this movement, what's happening on Capitol Hill, what happened at the Arizona Senate over the weekend. These are the things that are worth reporting. These are the things that are going to be meaningful, that are going to matter moving forward. This is the difference between life and death for certain people. I can't believe, thank you, Jesus, I was able to convince the majority of my family, the vast majority of my family, to wait on the COVID-19 vaccines and not get them. My husband, including devastatingly handsome Dr. Joy, man, I was really worried for a while because he's getting pressured so incessantly by his employer working in New York State Public Health, or I'm sorry, New York State Public Education, right? The idea that people just don't know this and that their bodies have been damaged by this is just, I mean, I can't even believe it. Sujata Gibson spoke about the vastness of the suppression and misinformation, disinformation apparatus was. Not only did the federal government under the Biden administration, and by the way, this started tragically and was funded tragically during the Trump administration. Okay. So bipartisan suppression of free speech happened in 2020 and 2021. But the apparatus was so vast, right, that it spanned. I mean, Sujata Gibson in her speech said that it spanned, it was a mass network. Okay. The government formed this vast network, all right, to suppress free speech that included the FBI, CISA, the presidential office, presidential staffers, the CDC, the NIH, government agencies, and 84 other defendants out of the United States government that actively went out 18 emails a week to various players in private corporations. So Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you name it, podcast platforms, right? I've had shows taken down from Spotify. I have shows taken down from YouTube. I have shows taken down. Again, you guys knew we were permanently suspended on Twitter. This was at the behest of the federal government. And not only was the federal government identifying speech that they detested, they were identifying speakers whom they detested, who they compelled social media outlets to suppress and deplatform completely. Unbelievable. Even the truth was suppressed, according to some of the emails that were brought to light in this case of Biden versus Missouri, or Missouri v. Biden. So in the course of these emails, the social media companies would say, hey, yeah, you told us to take this down, but it's actually factual and it's truth. And our fact checkers checked it and it's not a lie. And the government forced them to pull down that information anyway, even if it was truthful. And that's where they're going now with the malinformation, misinformation, and disinformation. Malinformation is simply any information or any speech that goes against or violates the talking points or the dogma of the federal government. So it can be true, but if it goes against what the government is saying, it can be classified, qualified as malinformation, and people can be suppressed or taken out because of it. This is terrifying. This should be terrifying. This should be the number one topic on every major news outlet in the United States of America, especially the free speech, constitutional, conservative leaning media apparatus, right? Because conservatives love the Constitution. We love free speech, I thought, but apparently doesn't mean that they're going to cover this. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And so today, the Supreme Court is going to decide what they're going to look at is they're going to say, does the ruling of the lower court, and we remember that scathing. I mean, it was an injunction. The judge was so appalled by the violation, the blatant violation of free speech of Americans by the federal government in a very organized, systemic, and obvious way, okay, that not only did he rule in favor of the plaintiffs, but he also issued a nationwide injunction saying you have to stop doing this. Until this is worked out, the government must cease and desist right now in all of these practices until we get a further ruling. And so that was then upheld, but then struck down, and I think upheld again. I forget where it went from there. Anyway, they were not able to stop the government from doing this. So the government right now could still be actively suppressing your free speech if they want to, and classifying and qualifying malinformation, misinformation, and disinformation, and applying pressure to social media companies or private corporations to violate the rights, the constitutional rights of individual Americans ad nauseum, in ad infinitum or whatever, right? They're still able to do that. So that is the question at hand right now, right? Is that ruling, that lower court ruling that established the grotesque suppression of free speech, was that what the government did, a violation of the free speech, the First Amendment, the United States Constitution? This should be a slam dunk, okay? This should be a slam dunk in the Supreme Court. But we know We know that our government and our government institutions have been corrupted by coercion, bribery, manipulation, blackmail, you name it. And so there is no reason to think, even on the merits of the case, which seem to be completely obvious, that these Supreme Court justices are going to do the right thing. But if there's enough scrutiny, and if people are watching, and if they know people are watching, that can have the impact of moving a justice in a certain direction. Because culture, where the culture is going will first impact the courts, right? And it's only when the culture and the courts are impacted and moving in a certain way, that pendulum is swinging, that is the only moment that the politicians, who are always the last to get it, all right? They're always the dolts in the room. They're the worst of the worst, the ones that are always last to get to what is right and what is true. They need the culture and the courts, the various systems, to come up and apply pressure on them so that they can't wiggle out, right? If everyone is staring at them and there's enough exposure, then it's very, very hard to do the wrong thing. We want to make it hard for them to do the wrong thing. That's why we rally. That's why we have hearings. That's why we have protests. That's why we bring lawsuits. That's why we throw everything but the kitchen sink at them with our movement. That's why we keep our movement together. That's why we protect the medical freedom movement above all else in 2024. That's the most important thing that we need to do this year, not the election. And I see there's lots of speculation out there about Bobby Kennedy and his vice presidential pick and, oh, it's a bad sign and we don't like this girl and we don't like Aaron Rodgers and blah, 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 blah. And I'm not going to speak to that because he hasn't announced who his vice president is. And by the way, the vice president really doesn't do a whole lot. So usually they pick them to either bring in funding or bring in money sources or attract or reach out to a particular demographic. That's typically what goes into the choosing of a vice president. I don't even think it really matters that much. And yes, of course, there are going to be people that we like or dislike. I don't think that the vice presidential pick is going to change my thoughts about Bobby Kennedy as a candidate at all. But that being said, he's not announcing until March 26th. So we won't talk about it until he does. I do like Mike Rowe. I think he would be awesome. But then there was another one, some broad from California who is pretty progressive and she's bought into some of the progressive dogma. And so people don't like her. And I just, listen, I don't do the 7 degrees to Kevin Bacon kind of thing with politicians or groups. I mean, you hear it all the time. Well, so-and-so was in business with this person. That person's cousin was involved with this business and that business was connected to George Soros. And that's why we should hate this person. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot even. Like, that's way too much conjecture for me. I judge people by their fruit and that's it. So not previous associations, not even necessarily previous statements about certain things because everything changes. I look at what they have accomplished. And I will tell you that RFK Jr. has accomplished more for the truth about lockdowns and COVID-19 vaccines and the origins of the COVID-19 virus and all of those things, vaccines in general, than anyone on the national stage today. That is why I'm interested in his candidacy. That's why I will continue to be interested in his candidacy, regardless of who he picks for VP. But we'll get to that when we actually get to it. Right now, we need to focus our attention and efforts on supporting the people who are supporting truth and free speech. And so huge thank you to, I was really thrilled to see that Brownstone Institute came in alongside Children's Health Defense and ICANN. These are some of the best organizations out there on the planet, guys. ICANNdecide.org, Children's Health Defense, Brownstone Institute. Really thankful for Dr. Aaron Cariotti. He is named on one of the complainants along with Jay Bhattacharya and Martin Kulldorff. We're going to have him on the program. He agreed to come on maybe next week or the week after. But we got to stay focused. And this is what we're going to continue to do every day on the Shannon Joy Show. So I want to thank all of you for being with me today on the Shannon Joy Show. Zen Women, just going to say goodbye to some of you on the live chat. So Zen Woman says medical freedom is our last bastion of freedom. Yes, medical freedom is the freedom movement. Medical freedom is the liberty movement. Medical freedom is the abolitionist movement, the freedom movement of the 21st century, period, bar none. Take away the medical and just substitute in freedom, because if they can strap you down, like Alan Dershowitz said in his conversation with, I think it was RFK Jr., in a debate that they had about vaccines years ago, I think it was with RFK Jr. It might not have been. But Alan Dershowitz literally said, almost verbatim, I'm paraphrasing here, that, yeah, indeed, the government has the right to strap you down and shove the needle into your arm, right? Because it's in the interest of public health, okay? This is collectivism on steroids. Public health is collectivism. It is the most intrusive attack on the human body, the individual liberty and freedom of American citizens and humans in my memory, okay? In the history of this country. If they can strap you down and shove a needle into your arm against your will, well, it's all over. Okay? The immigration issues don't matter, taxation issues don't matter, education issues don't matter. First Amendment, Second Amendment, if they establish that they have the right to do this, it's over. So yes, Zen Woman, I agree with you. Medical freedom is the freedom movement, period. We have Joe Duarte on the live chat. Hi, Joe. I'm glad you're here. I haven't seen you on the live chat before. Really glad to have you. Doesn't matter who Kennedy picks. The CIA will never let another Kennedy in the White House, and Biden has rigged the primary. Laugh out loud. I don't know that that's true, Joe Duarte. I think you're right. They try to do these things, but it doesn't mean that they're ever powerful and all powerful and they can get away with it. And so we have to continue to fight for freedom and truth, good systems, fair and free elections, and we just have to continue to do that. And anyone who tells you that it's just impossible, that we're never going to win, I'll never accept that thinking. Ever, 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 ever. I'm not going to go into the fetal position. None of you should go into the fetal position. It is much harder than we think for them to achieve these very, very terrible things. Okay. If it's that easy for the CIA to just off presidents and just take out dissidents, then they would be doing a lot more of that. Okay. So I think that at sometimes can be in a way a PSYOP type attempt to make people feel impotent and afraid, right? And to keep them from doing the things that they should be doing in their own communities and speaking out because they're fearful of this kind of shadowy apparatus going in and taking them out and doing something. And so I'm very, very careful about ever giving oxygen to that type of stuff because I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe that it's that easy to take people out. Have they done it before? Yeah. Right. I think that it's becoming kind of accepted that, you know, between 1963 and 1966 or 67, dark, shadowy government organizations took out a lot of leaders. And that's really, really terrifying. And it wasn't a good thing. But that doesn't mean we still don't fight for freedom. And we still don't. I mean, if Kennedy is willing to do this, then, I mean, by all means, go for it. Okay. So, yeah. Truth always wins in the end, says Winfred Frank. I agree. Okay. So Bubbles 2020 said, I'm not in a corner sucking my thumb. I'm throwing rocks in the water and watching the ripples. I've never been a scaredy cat. There we go. Nice image, Bubbles, says Madonna. There is no public health. We have to watch our own individual health, says Zen Women. Absolutely. CJP Rumble, ICANN, Brownstone Institution, Children's Health Defense. Absolutely. These are great organizations, and we have to continue to support them and bring scrutiny to our government institutions. Bill Ben says the key voters in the court will get mysterious visits, calls, just as Roberts did on Obamacare Eve. Few knew he wrote both the assent and the dissent, assent being last minute legal chicken scratch. Well, I kind of remember that, Bill Benz. And just because that happened then doesn't mean that that can happen now, doesn't mean that the impact is there. You never know what's going on behind the scenes. And I'm always, always going to believe that we can throw wrenches in the system. And if you are a believer, as I am, right? And this is really where I come down on this. if you're a believer and I'm a believer, okay, then what is core to my faith is this idea. I can't save the world, and neither can you, and neither can RFK Jr., and neither can any of our leaders or voices or, you know, people out there. We can't do this on our own. The only thing that God calls us to do is to be honest, to follow his law, to be obedient, and to try to do the things that he sets out for us to do, to glorify him. So if you're out there and you're trying to be obedient as best you can and pursue the truth, then you don't have to worry about the victories. He is going to bring the victories. God is the one who will bring the victories. We just have to be obedient. And maybe, just maybe, when more of us are obedient, that is when we'll really begin to see God move. He can change hearts. He can change minds. If you believe in a God that created the heavens and the earth and the universe, who is omnipresent and omniscient, right, and loving, if you believe in the Judeo-Christian God, then of course he can do this. Right? Of course we can have truth and justice in our lifetime here on earth, at least a little bit of it. And that is understanding that we live in a fallen world and things aren't perfect. But it is not according to biblical faith or Christian faith that the truth cannot, that good things can't happen, that it's all completely impossible and everyone is out to get us and it's completely rigged and we can never get this done. That is not from the Lord. That is not thinking from the Lord. That is the type of rhetoric and the type of mindset that will render you completely impotent. It will keep you from doing things. It will keep you from speaking the truth. It will keep you from speaking out and supporting people who speak the truth. It will keep you in a state of fear and apathy. You will never shine your light. We're called to shine our light. Don't hide it under a bushel. You got to let it shine, okay? And learn that in nursery school. Don't hide the light under a bushel. You got to let it shine, okay? So we have to continue to do that, even when it feels like we are alone, okay? This whole, I'm too afraid, it's not going to work. Some, you know, secret government guy is going to come in and do this or that. Don't even dwell on that. Don't even dwell on it, okay? Be obedient. Do the right thing. Be courageous. Find your courage. Maybe you haven't been courageous up until now. That doesn't mean that you never can be courageous. It doesn't mean that you can't change something and do things differently. That's the whole process. That's why we do all of this. We have been mired in despair. We are buried under corruption. There seems as if there's no way out. But that is why it's those moments, that type of scenario that leads people to the light and the truth. And that's what breeds courage. All right. So yes, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Don't hide it under a bushel, y'all. All right. And I'm going to leave you with that today. This is why those people, listen, down on Capitol Hill, on the steps of the Supreme Court, it's not a huge crowd. It's probably hundreds, maybe a few thousand. Okay. And, you know, everyone's going to say, why aren't more people here? And why aren't more people talking about it? God loves small armies. And throughout the Old Testament and New Testament, you talk about Gideon's army. Jesus had 12 disciples. Okay. God loves to use small movements, individuals, small people, people like David versus Goliath. Okay. So never worry about being small. Just be obedient and never, ever, 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 ever give up. I'm not going to let you. Okay. So just keep, if you need to be inspired or you need a little encouragement, you just come to the Shannon Joy Show every single day, 11 a.m. Eastern time. And I'll inspire you and encourage you because yes, we need each other. We got to continue to support each other and we will. All right. Thank you guys so much for being with us today here on the Shannon Joy Show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to Connect to Mobile. I want you guys to go. This would help me, okay? It helps me as an independent when you guys patronize the sponsors and the advertisers that support this show. Even if it means going to their website, checking them out, seeing if their products and services match up with something that you need, this is how I support myself and continue to keep the lights on here at the Shannon Joy Show. So I want to encourage you to go to phone123.com/joy right now. That is phone123.com/joy and check out their products and services. It is complete phone security. The government can't get at your information. The private corporations can't get at your information. Totally encrypted, totally secure. Connect to mobile. That's phone123.com/joy. We'll be back tomorrow to do it all again. Thank you to those of you who support the show. And we will be joined this week. Don't forget Daniel Horowitz, Tracy Beans, among others. So keep it tuned right here. I want you guys to flip over right now, go to Children's Health Defense right now, follow them and catch those amazing speakers on the steps of the Supreme Court. I think they're still going. They had a lot of speakers lined up and that's where I'm going to be going after this as well. So thank you so much for being with us today, guys. We'll be back tomorrow to do it all again right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Connecta.